This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. You could say CAFO happens. So the Department of Ecology is updating the permit process for dairies and other farms where livestock are confined. The DOE's Sandy Hauer says the new permits for the concentrated animal feeding operations are intended to curb water pollution.
After quite a long process and working with agricultural industry and stakeholders, we were able to update our CAFO permit for Washington State. The permit, we believe, is more environmentally protective, and it really contains a lot of specific practices so these animal feeding operations can better protect groundwater, rivers, lakes, and marine waters from manure.
Howard says the update will push the number of CAFO permits from a handful statewide to an estimated 200 facilities.
The permit actually applies to dairies probably in the biggest way. Dairies will have the biggest effect, and we expect a lot more facilities to be covered. I think what's important to call out is that the smaller dairy operations will not need to get the permit unless there's some kind of strong pollution problem. So dairies with less than 200 head of cows, for example, will not be required to come under the permit.
One of the bigger changes will be when dairies are allowed to spread manure on crops to keep nitrates from seeping into groundwater.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.